producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Oh, my gosh. My voice is so low. My husband thinks it's very sexy, but I don't think it's very sexy with all the mucus and phlegm and all that. But, yeah, I got a cold, and it's a bad one. It is a real, deep, bad, gruesome, gross cold. But you want to know what? It's okay. I mean, I still showed up to work. I'm very, very proud of myself showing up to work. I think it's because when you're suffering, you want other people to suffer. Okay, usually, you know, when I'm in a bad mood or I'm not feeling good, I like to isolate myself. I like to, you know, go to my room, curl up in bed, or I like to curl up in a hot shower. I like to isolate myself. But, you know, dash on it, sometimes I just really want to spread the wealth, right? You know how, you know, when you're in a good mood, you want everybody happy. So when I'm sick, I don't want other people sick. I don't want to make other people sick. But I want you guys to hear about it, okay? And I want to complain. I don't know what it is. The last couple days, I've had people calling and kind of demanding stuff of me, and I'm like, look, I'm sick, leave me alone. And they just don't get it, because when I'm sick, I don't sound sick. You know, I'm just kind of giggly, I still make jokes, I still show up to work, which you really shouldn't when you're sick, by the way. But don't worry, I canceled clinic today. But when you, you know, when you run around and you know, people don't think it. So, of course, I'm going to sit here and go, you know, and make all the weird noises. I'm allowed to do that. And you know what? You want to know what? Another thing that makes you feel better when you're sick that we don't talk about is the pity party. You are allowed to have a pity party. Now, this is something that nobody ever tells you you could do. Growing up in the generation that I grew up, you don't cry. Okay, big girls don't cry, you don't cry, you just tough it up, you walk like a man, you act like a man, and so you know, and I gotta be honest, sometimes a nice little pity party is so therapeutic. So when you're sick, what I do, okay, so when I'm sick, well, the cats, you know, the cats just want to be fed and all that other stuff, but then once they're fed, I corral up the cats, corral up the dogs, and I go, mama needs love, give me a hug. And they have no idea. Cats don't, and dogs don't seem to get people sick. I can't do that with my kids. My kids run the other way, my husband runs the other way, but the cats and dogs, I could snuggle up so I could feel love. You always need love when you're sick, all right? You always need love. Nobody wants to be around you because you're sick, but mommies will. Mommies come up and they kiss your forehead and all that. A mommy kiss or mommy love always makes you feel better. Except, of course, my mom, man, it's more of an, I told you so. I said you shouldn't have worn that dress. You dress like a hussy these days. You wear plunging necklines and your skirt is so high. No wonder you got a cold. I'm surprised you didn't get pneumonia. I told you so. So my mom, no. I probably wouldn't go to for, you know, pity, but, the cats I do, you know, and you know how warm my cats are. Okay. I mean, there's ice in the freezer warmer than the cats, but at least I get some love there. So a little pity party. Okay. And you know, how many times have you guys have done that when you have been in a bad mood or if you've had a bad day, you know, a pity party. Now, here's the thing with the pity parties. Many of you guys are like, oh, no, not a pity party. You'll go in a corner and kill yourself. No. I'm actually talking a party, an actual party, a pity party. What I do is when I'm in a real bad mood or I'm in a funk, I'm like, guys, let's just all get together and, you know, just go out and just grub. Or everybody come over to my house. You're all sick? Okay, everybody come over. We got all sorts of blankies. We got all sorts of pillows. We got tons of Kleenex. We got hot cocoa. We got hot soup. We'll watch a couple Lord of the Rings movies or whatever else makes us feel better. No chick flicks in my house. I will not watch chick flicks. And we'll just sit there and wallow in our mucus. And you know what? It makes you feel better. Now, I don't know if it makes you feel better because the virus is already dying off and you're going to get better anyway. Or is it that you look at everybody else and you go, I don't look like that. You're like, wait a second, I'm not that sick. You know, this person really looks, you know what? I'm good. I'm out of here. And then you leave and you start feeling better. You know, people ask, why are doctors, depressed, but then why are doctors also some of the happiest people? You'll see different studies looking at doctors being very satisfied. Well, not since Obamacare, but prior to that. It's because we're always around sick people. Whenever we want a pity party, we have plenty of people to sit there and have a pity party with. When I was in training, because I haven't done this in a while, the hospitals don't let me back, but I will sit on the patient's bed. I'll talk to them. I'll help them eat their food that they don't want to eat. I'll sit there. We'll give hugs. And I'm like, this sucks. And all of a sudden, my, superior officer comes in going, hey, Zadiru, my name used to be Zadiru. Zadiru, did you go get the labs? Did you do this? Did you do this? And I would just, slink out of the patient room, but turn around and look at the patient. Patient would give me a look like, I got you. I think we need pity parties. So, look, we're coming up on the end of a week. Okay, some of you guys are kind of grumpy. Some of you guys had a bad week. Some of you guys had a good week. But for those of you that had a bad week, I am telling you, have a pity party. Tell everybody you want to come over. That is griping, too. Okay, that's the other thing, too. I don't have time to sit there on the phone listening to one person complain about their boss and then be on the phone again listening to some person complain about their spouse. Everybody that wants to complain, come all at once. Okay, we'll just get it all done at once and for all. All right, now, somebody who's not having a pity party today, but having a birthday party, is my son Stone. Me, little Stoney, my little talking dungy, cupcake dungy, had a birthday today. He is 16, big boy. I'm supposed to take him to the DMV. Oh, this is why I'm grumpy. I got to take my kid to the DMV, get him a driver's license, pay for a car, pay for insurance. I'm right now kind of going through a little pity party myself. But, he came out and, I helped pull him out, which is really nice. I got to help deliver my own baby. It was a scary, scary delivery. And we've talked about that. I mean, we almost lost him. So having Stoney, my firstborn, my Goomba, my little goopy goo baby. Yeah, he's a big boy. I think he's almost done with puberty. I mean, I know when they're 16, he just keeps getting taller. He just keeps getting bigger, and he just keeps eating. So, I am kind of dying to see what the end result looks like. But it goes fast, guys. My baby is 16 years old. I still have, the baby fat that I carry. I'm still carrying the baby weight. Lord have mercy. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Ron Futrell joins us. Let's get his entertaining take on last night's debate. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. All right, sorry I'm losing my voice with this cold. But I got to tell you, man, it sounded like the political candidates were losing their voices, screaming and yelling yesterday. It was the most entertaining debate ever. And here to help us sort through it is Ron Futrell, political commentator, newscaster, and vice president of sales and marketing for Avasite, Las Vegas. It's a Las Vegas-based drone company. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm great. I feel bloodied after the debate last night. I think I took a couple of haymakers and blows, and it was some punches going back and forth. You had to duck and cover from the TV screen at some point.
So true, so true. You know, I gotta tell you, it was kind of nice to hear the commentators, you know, be quiet. CNN couldn't even speak. They couldn't even say anything because I thought they did a great job because I was getting sick of these debates. I was done watching them, but this was very entertaining.
Oh, they lit it up. Loved Hugh Hewitt, seeing him there and going at it. And this was a Marco Rubio, of course, that we have not seen. And that was the takeaway from this debate, is that Marco Rubio has been pretty low-key and sort of taking it. But he's been the Republican who followed after the Reagan law of say no ill will of a fellow Republican. But now we realize this is game time, and Donald Trump is a different character. And so he decided, and this is all from his point of view, that it was game time. And it was time to step up and throw some haymakers and throw some blows. And he did. Now, I don't know if it's going to make any difference. If you're a Trump supporter, you're a Trump supporter. And but it did show that Rubio, I was going to say a sort of rude phrase right there. But I backed off, Dahlia.
Okay?
He dished it out. Let's go there. Let's just go there. Okay.
No. But you know what? Don't say ill of a fellow Republican. I think what the other candidates have been trying to do is trying to out Trump as not the typical conservative. Now, you know, I've been a fan of Trump for a while. I'm a fan of Marco Rubio's. I'm a fan of Ted Cruz's. But I have to admit, this was probably the most Democratic display of Donald Trump that I've seen in a while. I have to admit, I was a little shocked by his answers on Obamacare and his answers on foreign policy as it comes to Israel. And so maybe Marco is kind of sticking with, you know, I'm not going to speak ill of a fellow Republican because he doesn't feel Trump is a Republican. A lot of people don't. What's your take on that?
I think Trump's an entertainer. You know, I just think he is. And I love how he plays offense, and I think he has influenced the Republican Party and the conservative movement and getting the rest of them to play offense a little bit better. So I think he has served that purpose, but I don't know how to trust him. I do love the offense, but I don't know how to trust what he's going to do in office because I just don't. I mean, there's no record to go on. There's nothing we can go by. And, you know, I get the argument that it's time for a revolution, if you will, and there's time to turn things around and make some great things happen and those sort of things. But, you know, the bottom line is Rubio, I like Rubio because Rubio is conservative. I know he is. He's strong. And I know all the talk about it. He's establishment, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he's as establishment as people think he is. He's only been a senator for one term, less than one term.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not talking about somebody who could be embedded in the establishment as much as you think he is.
Yeah. You know, I one of the most entertaining, though, aspects of last night was when they were it was a question brought to Donald Trump on the building of the wall and how I believe they were saying that the Mexican president had used a curse word. Am I getting the right?
Vicente Fox.
Right. Yes. Not going to pay for the blank wall. And then Donald Trump turned around and answered, okay, now it's 10 feet higher. I like the questions that CNN posed as to, okay, what are some, you know, logistics? You know, how are you going to do this, make this happen? Do you feel Donald Trump actually has any real plan, or is he still entertaining and soundbiting?
He's still entertaining and soundbiting. I mean, he is that. I mean, a real plan, you say stuff, you don't know what your plan is until you get in office, okay? You really can't do things. Some of the things he's talking about doing are going to be very difficult to do. But at least he's talking about doing them, and he wants to do them. I mean, that's just the first step. I mean, look at this. Barack Obama, let's go on the other side of the aisle. Barack Obama talked about closing Gitmo. And that was a big campaign promise. It was the first thing he said when he got to office. He was going to try to do this 7 years later, and he's not been able to do it. So we've got different, you know, so it's going to be difficult for Donald Trump to do some of these things. I'd like to see him be able to do it. I'm as much as concerned with that as I want to get rid of Obamacare needs to. All three of them are saying that's one of the first things they do is start dumping Obamacare. And that has to and replay. And, you know, as a doctor, all the effects of that. And I'm sure you've talked about that quite a bit. So Yeah, so I do like that idea.
And I want to get back to Obamacare, but one thing, though, I'm noticing Trump is doing is obviously alienating already a lot of people in terms of his, from a foreign policy standpoint, he seems to be alienating a lot of leaders out there. And his comments with Israel, where he's going to kind of look at the Palestinian homeland or, you know, peace treaties in Israel as, and the Arab surrounding nations as a negotiation, kind of as a business deal, I think that concerned a lot of people and it might even alienate Israel. My only concern, though, is he may have some great ideas, but do we really want him to start alienating before he even gets to work?
Well, yeah, and I'm the type that I don't care. I'm the type of American that says, you know, I don't really care what the rest of the world thinks. We need to do what's right, and we do what's right. We're gonna, and the world will follow. And we have a very good track record of that, by the way, of success in that area for the world. We've done a lot of great things in the world by going with that policy. Now, that being said, and yes, you can mention the negative things too, but we've done many more great things for the world, period. As far as Israel goes, no, the policy needs to be, we stand with Israel, period, period. And another period, and put it in all caps. That needs to be our U.S. policy on that. And Donald Trump didn't articulate that last night. He didn't give that full on, we're going to stand with Israel. Here's my biggest concern about Trump is electability. And now, it's a campaign that, as a conservative, you're going to want to win this thing. Bottom line, you're going to want to win this thing. We have three, I think, strong candidates up there. And, well, five were up there, by the way, last night.
Yeah.
I felt bad at the point for Carson and Kasich not getting asked any questions like they weren't even there. But I get that part of it, too. But here's the bottom line. Rubio is the most electable against Hillary or Bernie Sanders. That's what all the polls show right now. And, again, I don't put all my weight in the polls. I'm just going on my gut reaction, too, and people that I talk to and know and sort of put my finger in the air, feel the way I can feel the way things are going a little bit. He is the most electable of those candidates right there against Hillary or Bernie. If we don't win this election, I say we as conservatives, there's another, you know, we got a bigger issue on our hands, you know. So I want to win in November.
Okay?
And Rubio is the best shot to win in November, period. And, oh, by the way, he is a solid conservative. So that part I'm not worried about either.
Mm-hmm. For those who are joining us, we're speaking to Ron Futrell, political commentator, sportscaster, broadcaster, and vice president of sales and marketing for Avasite. It's a Las Vegas-based drone company. And I want to talk about drones, but here's the thing. Back to this. What does Marco need to do? I mean, we got Super Tuesday coming up. I mean, does he have a chance?
Does he have a chance? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, what has to happen is at some point Rubio and Cruz need to get into a corner and flip a coin. Which one of us? One of those two have to break out. And so far it's been Rubio. Rubio finished second here in Nevada. And Rubio finished second in the election before that in South Carolina. So
remember we were talking about the Iowa curse? How, you know, many of the, like Huckabee, you know, many of the people that win the Iowa primary don't get to go on to be president. I wonder if that could be happening with Cruz. I hate to say that because I love Iowa, but.
No, you're right. But what we're finding is, at least for as far as conservatives go, perhaps Iowa isn't a good reflection. Perhaps the center of the country isn't a great reflection of the way the country feels. And that's hard for me to say because I'm with you on that. But Iowa's an interesting beast, okay? I spent a couple of weeks in Iowa when I was working with a project called Liberty.com and drove around the state and did a lot of political things. And the east side is very liberal. The west side is very conservative. It's a divided state in that sense. So, but the conservative side has not had a good track record of picking people to be able to move on to the next level and go on from there.
One thing that'd be interesting is one day or one election have Iowa one of the later caucuses and not one of the earlier. And it'll be interesting to see then what their, you know, if things change, you know, because they're always first and things change. Early election results don't always dictate what's going on also. Oh, man, we're out of time.
To that end,
Ron,
please,
can you stay on?
Let's get into that.
Ron, can you stay on after break? After break?
Okay.
We'll come back to Ron. Ron Futrell, everybody. We'll be right back in a couple minutes. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Joining us is Ron Futrell, a broadcaster, political commentator, good friend of mine, as well as vice president of sales and marketing for Avasite, which is a Las Vegas-based drone company. I want to talk about that, but before we get to that, we were discussing the debate last night, and Ron, you had touched upon how they were...
Okay, what's it? Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, good. Yeah, hi. Yeah, so we were just about to talk about...
we're not on a drone shoot right now. So
oh,
if you hear some noise in the background, it's because we're on a drone shoot right now.
Oh, how exciting. Well, thank you for still staying on with us. All right, so Obamacare. They started to touch upon that, and I have been very anxiously waiting to see their plans. With the exception of everybody saying repeal Obamacare, repeal Obamacare, I was kind of hoping to hear some meat as to what their plans entailed. And Marco Rubio did a really good job of putting Donald Trump on the, you know, on the pulpit for this one, put on the spot, going, okay, so, but what do you want to do? And Donald Trump had talked about taking down the borders between states so there could be free competition. But is that enough? Trump said, that's it. That's all you need to do. Some economists would say he's right. Some would say, wait a second, you need to do a lot more. What do you say?
Well, that's one of the steps, number one. You also need to look at the high insurance premiums that doctors have to pay and look at some of the issues there is another thing that you can do. But do breaking down those barriers, he's right. I mean, he said it over and over and over again, and Rubio was sort of funny with the way he called him on it. He just repeated five things the same way five times in the last 5 seconds.
Right.
Which was a little bit of jab. Rubio making fun of himself and going back at Trump. But here's the answer, okay, and you tell me, you know, obviously as a doctor, you know much more than I do about this, but the free market, the free market, the free market. We have not had the free market in healthcare in forever, okay? And I look at the things that I bought just when I had laser surgery a while back, 15 years ago. Had it done, it was $2,000 an eye. I love it. I had it done then. By the time my kids had it done, it was better surgery, and it was $1,000 an eye. So the price had gone down, and the quality had gotten better of the service because I had to pay for it. Because we have to pay for that. It's not insurance coverage. It's free market type of stuff. I think, and this is, it surprises me that we don't hear more of this from the conservative candidates, to know that we need to re-enter the free market with a lot of what we do with healthcare. And it's the most highly regulated. Now, I'm speaking to the choir here on this one.
Right.
You know this, Doc. It's the most highly regulated industry we have in this country. And what that is doing is destroying service and harming service and upping costs. Obamacare did nothing to alleviate that. In fact, it exasperated that. And
exactly.
So what we need to do is bring more of the free market into healthcare in this country. That's our core value right there. That's the core value of this country is the free market.
And you know, I've been saying that for years, but I guess what I was kind of hoping is to hear one of the candidates say what I've been saying, get rid of the insurance company altogether. The insurance companies, whether the states, whether we have the borders or the boundaries manipulating the market or not, when you have insurance companies as your go-to person, so a hospital could charge an exorbitant amount for an appendectomy in one city but not the other. And, you know, these companies can still group up and they can still, you know, lay their claim to the market. And, you know, Donald Trump kept saying, I love pre-existing. He really should have kind of specified a little better. He meant he loved having the pre-existing condition waiver in
there.
That's
waiver, yeah.
Right. That. But, you know, when you look at an insurance company, if the only people buying insurance are the people sick, right, and their medical bills are $40,000 in a year, how much premiums can they actually collect to break even? So I was kind of hoping for somebody to come up with something new. Ben Carson touched upon that. He said, we'll just have a new plan, and it'll basically asphyxiate the Obamacare plan, so nobody would want that and would take ours. But again, nobody, I don't even remember what he said. He's not very memorable when he's up there, so I don't even know what he said. By the time done, you know. Yeah.
Rubio did talk briefly about health care savings accounts, too. And
right.
That program needs to be
implemented.
Brought out more and implemented and have more of those sort of game plans where you get tax breaks as citizens for being able to have saving money for your health care, and it can be matched by your employers. A lot of employers, this is not rocket science. This is not goofy stuff we're talking about here. This is stuff that's been done in the past. And by the way, it's worked in the past. And now we've taken all of this and replaced it with Obamacare, which has been a disaster flat out. And Bernie Sanders, of course, what's funny is listening to Bernie Sanders, he'll acknowledge it's a disaster. And then on the other hand, say, okay, what we need to do is single payer. We need a single payer to be fair to everybody. all the time.
Lord have mercy.
I'm sitting going, okay, that's well, and that is what Obama wants, by the way. That is what Hillary wants. That is what the Democrats want. They're I'll say they're all socialists because they pretty much they've gone that direction to the point that they are. In that sense, at least the candidates that we've got, and Obama is nothing more than a social engineer. That's what he is, and that's what this was all about, was to create a disaster. So the only answer is single payer.
Exactly. Well, that's what happened. The public option, we didn't want the public option, so they said, fine, we'll throw this Obamacare together with a touch bit of private market and private enterprise, and if it fails, you'll be crawling back to us begging for single payer. We knew Obamacare, you know, failing was going to hurt us more in the end than it being, you know. But here's then another question to you, Ron. So if Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz can't pull through, and we have Trump as our you know, GOP front runner. Who should he pick for vice president?
Besides you?
Yes.
I would go with, I'd be on the call, if I were Trump, I'd be on the call with Dr. Dahlia and say, come on now, I need a you know, great VP that can bring in votes, very conservative, and oh, by the way, you understand the healthcare stuff. So.
I agree with that. Okay, that's a good
other
answer.
Other than you, he's not going to pick any of the candidates up there.
No.
Susana Martinez from New Mexico, the governor there.
Right.
She might be a fine choice. I wish she would have been more of a strong candidate for president. I wish she would have gone further. I sort of backed her early on, but she had no traction on that. But there's a name.
Yeah. No, I mean, it sounds to me like Trump, his obvious strength would be economy and economic issues. Does not appear to know what he's doing from a foreign policy standpoint, and I'm not very convinced he has a healthcare plan in mind. And so I'm hoping the team he brings on can guide him through this, because I am a little nervous. After I've been a Trump fan this whole time, but after last night's debate, I really saw even more of his vulnerabilities, and I'm nervous. That's all I could say. Are you there? Oh, did we lose him? Oh, see? Ron's so nervous he fainted. Oh, there he is. You there, Ron? No. All right. Wait. Ron, I know we're coming up at the end. That was Ron Futrell, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Avasite. We'll have him back on. All right, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We'll get to your medical questions and your comments in a minute. I've known Ron for many years. He's a great guy, and he knows politics better than I do, and obviously he could articulate it much better than I. But I got to tell you, man, I was really looking forward to hearing where we were going to go from a healthcare standpoint. And it sounds like, you know, there have been some good ideas, but we need a whole mass overhaul of our healthcare system. And nobody is going into any detail with that. They spend a lot of time talking about how things are great. They spend a lot of times, you know, jabbing each other. I don't technically have decent health insurance right now. Most of us don't. And the rest of us that did get on something, it was Medicaid or an Obamacare plan that still covers a very anemic amount of medical services. So I was disappointed. I was entertained, but disappointed. All right, we'll go to your questions in a minute. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do
do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, on Dr. Dahlia Show. Let's go to the phone line. Some of you guys have questions. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
But I'm curious about something. I hear you speak about loving chocolate.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I do, too.
Mm.
But, you know, I never eat Hershey's chocolate because it's genetically modified. And so I'll go and have, like, Trader Joe's chocolate. And also, I was wondering about, I've also heard that the chocolate that is sent to us from England is their very worst chocolate, Cadbury. And sometimes I have eaten it, and it makes my mouth itch. So I wonder if you might address the question, genetically modified chocolate.
Good. I wish I could talk to you live because it's always nice to speak to a sister, you know, out there who loves chocolate as much as I do. And so, we got a bond. So thank you for your question. For those of you that ever call in and you're not able to get me live, leave a message on the message line so we can play it the next day. I thought Hershey's was going GMO free. Okay, so what's going on with chocolate, okay? All right, yeah, Hershey's, from what I understand, I thought they were by the end of last year, if not this year, going GMO-free. We have a chocolate shortage looming. And for somebody like me that is very, very addicted to chocolate, and I don't mind using the word addicted, Obamacare will pay for my treatment. I love chocolate. In fact, I have a little piece of Ghirardelli sitting there right here. I am not allowed to eat it till my next commercial break, and I got this little piece of chocolate. I just have to have chocolate near me all the time. It's really bad, especially if, God forbid, I get diabetic, become diabetic. But the average American eats 12 pounds of chocolate a year. All right, they say 58 million pounds of chocolate are usually consumed around Valentine's Day, the week of Valentine's Day. But they say a chocolate shortage, 1 million metric tons is predicted to hit within the next 5 years. Remember they said 2030? Uh-uh. Apparently so many of us have been hoarding up that now we're being told in 5 years. They blame climate change. They blame disease. I guess there's fungus that likes to grow on the cocoa plants. And I guess there are the demands of rapidly growing populations of chocolate lovers in China and India. Now, according to Nature's Conservation Research Center based in Ghana, the world's second largest producer of chocolate after the Ivory Coast. I really hope, we're going to send troops anywhere. Send troops there to protect this, okay? Because a chocolate shortage, whew, you are not going to want us women grumpy. I mean, talk about a national security threat, okay? I mean, no one's going to get to go home to their wives if we don't get our chocolate. Anyway, they say that within the next 20 years, chocolate will be as rare as an expensive, it'll be rare and as expensive as caviar. I don't like caviar. I never have. I don't understand what the big deal is with it. Somebody else can eat it. Just give me their chocolate. So chocolate comes from the cocoa tree. They say it's born. This is from National Geographic. I apologize about my cold. Born in football-sized pods that sprout directly out of the trunk. I've never been by a cocoa plant. My guess is I would just be like eating the tree. It's called Theobroma cocoa, from the Latin for fool of the gods. They say, I don't care. Food of the gods. Thank you. I can't pronounce. See, I didn't have my chocolate, so I'm misreading. Food of the gods. Okay. Right. Very delicious. Very delicious, very addictive, all right? And they believe it originated from the Amazon rainforest. It is reluctant to adapt to conditions, they say, other than home, so it's pretty stubborn. It only grows in a belt of 20 degrees north or south of the equator, so it's nicknamed the 2020 zone. Further north or south, cocoa could be coaxed to grow, but it's really stubborn and doesn't like to produce seeds. Oh, boy, I tell you, maybe you got to feed it chocolate. Then They say cocoa is susceptible to disease like witch's broom. It's a fungus that wiped out the cocoa trees of Ecuador in the 1920s, and it devastated the chocolate plantations of Brazil, once the world's largest producer of cocoa. And so they say cocoa farmers are now set to lose an annual $750 million just to disease of the plants. And these cocoa trees are really slow growers. They say it could take 5 years for a tree to produce fruit, and as long as 10 before it is clear that the tree has, I guess, the desirable traits that could resist disease, etc. And so apparently a co-author of Raising the Bar, The Future of Fine Chocolate, he says cocoa is a pain in the, and he uses the word, the A word. Okay, I mean, it just, it sounds like it is. Okay, so I guess they have been looking at creating hybrids. Okay, cocoa grows slowly. So, you know, GMO, genetically modified, they're looking to see if they can make certain cocoa plants that still have the yummy chocolate, but maybe grow easier, maybe grow quicker, maybe have more resistance to infection. And so one, I guess, plant, it's called the Miracle Tree, a CNN 51. It's a short, squat plant that sprouts bright red pods. It's sturdy, disease-resistant, prolific, producing 4 to 10 times the yield of as opposed to other cocoa trees. But their cocoa tastes crappy, they said. So try to mix one with the other. Maybe you'll get a really good chocolate tree. So here's the thing. Okay, on the one end, when you look at that, and, you know, for somebody like me who really loves the chocolate, and I couldn't care less if it fell on the ground a couple times, I'll still eat it. I'm not really worried about GMO chocolate, but I don't like messing with nature. Okay, you have no idea what you're doing when you're having two plants mate that probably should have never made it. They said the genome of the cocoa plant has been sequenced as of 2011 by a group of scientists, one affiliated with Mars, who does Snickers, Milky Way, M&Ms, the other, and then I guess the other, I don't know if it's Hershey's, I have to double check. From among chocolates, approximately 30,000 genes, scientists have identified gene sequences that govern disease resistance and direct the production of helpful metabolites and flavor components. So basically, they could produce disease-resistant, high-yield cocoa plants. But they say to date, no GMO cocoa has been developed right now. We've been seeing GMO sugar. Like, we've been looking at GMO sugar cane. And I really apologize. I got to blow my nose. Hershey's is saying they are going to be GMO free. So for those of you concerned about that, I wouldn't, I guess. Hershey is going to swap genetically modified sugar beet for cane sugar, as well as switch to non-genetically modified soy lecithin, and, you know, as opposed to, so what was happening was not so much GMO chocolate, but Hershey's was using GMO possibly sugar cane or sugar beet, and then genetically modified soy lecithin, which is needed for chocolate. So I don't know how to answer the rest of this question. I've done such an amazing job. I'm just as nervous about a cocoa shortage as anybody else. But look, you know, where there's demand, there's going to be supply. And so if chocolate is something that many of us need, and I mean, here's my thing. It's not the healthiest thing anyway in the way we eat it. Okay? I mean, you know, when I eat my chocolate, I like it in the form of, you know, one brand cupcakes or one brand candy bars, etc. I'm not eating it in its most healthiest form. So I'm going to eat it no matter how it comes. But I understand the concern. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.